Well, thanks so much for joining us as we continue to pray through the Bible. We are actually spending some time praying through the Sermon on the Mount. Today, Matthew chapter 5, 17 and 18, these words of Jesus who said, "Do not think I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I've not come to abolish them, but to fulfill them. For truly I say to you, until heaven and earth pass away, not an iota, not a dot, will pass from the law until it is all accomplished." The Old Testament was clear that a new day was coming, but when it would come and what it would look like was not always detailed. So when Jesus arrived, there was a mixture of excitement and concern, even confusion. The religious Jews wondered if Jesus had come to tear down their way of worship. In today's passage, Jesus made it clear that he did not come to dismantle the Old Testament. In fact, he came to complete it. He came to add the finishing work. The Old Testament called for an annual sacrifice. Jesus sacrificed himself once and for all. He completed the sacrificial system. The Old Testament called for a perfect sacrifice. Jesus was sinless, the one and only perfect sacrifice. The Old Testament contains 19 direct prophecies, many more, but 19 direct prophecies about the coming Messiah. Jesus fulfilled them all. The Old Testament told of a suffering servant, Isaiah chapter 53. Jesus came to die on the cross. Jesus transitioned the physical kingdom of the Old Testament to a spiritual one in the new covenant. Jesus did not ignore or tear down the law. He completed it by his work on the cross. That same work will complete your life. And so the question really is, have you trusted in Jesus to complete your life? If not, follow me in this prayer. Lord Jesus, right now I trust you to fulfill me, to complete me. I am empty. I ask you to fill me. I'm afraid. I ask you to embrace me. I'm a sinner. Please cleanse me. I'm heading in the wrong direction. Turn me around. I trust that you died for my sins on the cross. Make me your child. Today I pray. In Jesus' name, amen. If you prayed that prayer, let us know at prayer@ronmoore.org, prayer@ronmoore.org, and we will thank God with you and send you a free resource to help you get started on your journey. If you know of someone who hasn't trusted in Christ, I encourage you to share this devotion with them today. And today might be the day when God works in their heart to bring them to himself.